Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Stevie J can't enjoy being married to Faith Evans for too long because the IRS wants their money. It's reported Stevie J owes the state of Georgia $110,000 in tax liens. According to the state of Georgia, he does owe that much, and the first federal lien placed on Stevie J shows that the producer owed the state $8,728 back in 2012. However, with interest and penalties, that amount jumped to $17,346. $17.08 in 6 years. The second lien shows that in 2013-2014, Stevie owed a combined $52,000 in taxes, came to a total of $40,000. Stevie J only has two options to get out of debt. He can either pay the money he owes or sell off his property in Georgia, and the state will then apply that money from the liens that were sold towards his debt until it's paid off. Or maybe Faith Evans has it. So Charlamagne Tha God is found not guilty. Well, his DNA was not found in a 2001 rape case. He's never been tried, remember? According to AllHipHop.com, all month, Charlamagne Tha God has been dealing with the claims that he sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl back in 2001. His name has been finally cleared, and the blast that officials performed a rape kit on Jessica Reed found no traces of DNA from the radio personality. And since the beginning, Charlamagne has denied these false accusations, even went to the police initially to clear his name. The document reveals there were no traces of any semen found around this young lady, Jessica Reed, after performing an oral, vaginal, and rectal swab. Sorry if you're eating. They even checked the material underneath the accuser's fingernails, found nothing, and the assault case has now been dismissed. Word on the curb is Mel B has a gag order that's not allowing her to discuss her relationship with Eddie Murphy. This according to the Jasmine brand, and according to a report, a gag order has been placed on her, preventing her from speaking about her ex in her new autobiography, Brutally Honest. Wouldn't that sell the books anyway? Eddie Murphy has something to do with this. Back in 2007, Mel B and Eddie Murphy called it quits, and the actor contested whether he was the biological father of Mel B's daughter. And it's Angel, right? Took the DNA test and concluded Murphy is the father. After a messy legal battle, it was ordered in 2009 that Murphy must pay Mel B $50,000 a month in child support until the young girl is 18. At the time, they both co-signed non-disclosure agreements preventing them from discussing the settlement in public. That non-disclosure will also prevent Mel B from discussing her relationship with Eddie, according to a source. That source says, quote, Mel has to be very careful about the chapter on Eddie because they have a legal deal in place. That came in the aftermath of him denying being the dad of Angel, the daughter, and then working out financial deal through lawyers. There will be plenty of drama. You may be able to get a couple of chapters in about her marriage to Stephen Belafonte, but we really want to know about Eddie, right? I want to know about Ven Rames, too. So Ven Rames had a very bad experience with police, something we're all very familiar with. According to the Jasmine brand, says that he was recently held at gunpoint in a Santa Monica, California home. The 59-year-old actor says the police suspected him of burglarizing one of his neighbor's homes. Ray says that a neighbor called the police, reporting that a large black man had broken in. The incident happened earlier this year in the afternoon. He recalls the incident saying that he was watching TV when he heard a knock at his front door. He says, I get up, I open the door. There was a red dot pointed at my face from a 9mm gun, and they say, put up your hands. Literally. Ven Rames asked police, why are you here? They told him why. He said, I live here. He had to prove it. Police go away. Wow, Ven Rames. It could happen to anybody. So you have to forgive me. I didn't know Kanye West's dad was still in his life. He is. His name is Ray West, and he's battling cancer. TMZ has learned sources close to Ray West say that he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer, not stomach cancer that was widely reported. Kanye dropped everything to help his dad upon hearing the news. Ray is currently being treated in Los Angeles, and sources say that he's responding well, being told that for now it looks like he's going to be okay. The diagnosis comes just over 10 years after the death of Kanye's mom, Ms. Donda, who he was very close with and helped trigger his mental breakdown back in 2016. So let's keep him close in our prayers, okay? Tamar Braxton was on a Delta airline, and it looked like she may have been drunk. So how Tamar does Tamar, it didn't sit well with the flight attendant. And Tawanda Braxton is calling out Delta Airlines. Over the weekend, Tawanda posted a clip of her sister, Tamar Braxton, on board a Delta Airlines flight leaving Minneapolis. And from the video, it appears that the flight had not taken off yet. However, for some reason, a flight attendant notified the pilot to come and have words with Tamar. Tawanda posted the video to her page, offering the following caption. Tamar Braxton got ridiculed by a pilot for flying while black on Delta. Wow. I guess being a diamond and double million miler don't matter. At Delta, shame on you. Hashtag, why are people so mad? Hashtag, flying while black. Hashtag, shaking my head. Tawanda did not explain exactly what led to the confrontation, but from what it appears, it has something to do with instructions possibly not being followed. And in the video, you can hear the pilot saying, my flight attendants work for me. If you get an instruction from a flight attendant, I need to know that you're willing and able to do what you're told to do. Tamar did comply with the pilot, but whispered to a neighbor that she didn't do anything wrong. They both agreed to leave the plane before takeoff. And the video has since caught the attention of Delta, who promises to investigate the matter. I haven't heard anything from Tamar yet. Have you? Okay.